Chapter 6 Searching for accommodation. On the phone.
Hello, 937-5464.
Hello, I'm calling about the flat.
Oh, right. Where did you see it advertised?
On the Student Union notice board at Imperial.
Oh, right. That's the studio apartment in Earl's Court, yes?
Yes, that's right. When can I come and see it?
You can come around at 6 o'clock this evening, if you like. I'll meet you there. What's your name?
Jack. I'll see you then.
At the flat.
Hello there, I'm Jack.
Hello there, mate. Well, this is it. As you can see, it's fully furnished. You've got your TV, cable TV, and broadband internet is included in the rent. You can plug your laptop in over there. The kitchenette is over here. All fully fitted, nice new fridge and cooker, kettle, toaster, microwave, all your mod cons. The bathroom is through there. Box shower unit, sink, all new from B&Q. There's a nice view of the park from the window too.
It's smaller than I thought. How much is the rent again?
£200 a week, plus of course you're responsible for utilities, council tax and all that stuff.
It said 160 in the ad.
Yeah, but that was for a small room upstairs and that's already gone.
Well, 200's a bit too much for me.
Well, this is London, mate. Know what I mean? If you want cheap, move to Leeds or Leicester or something crap like that. It's a good place for the price. You're not going to find anywhere cheaper, and I've had 3 people round here today already. Know what I mean? And it's your own place. Good location, near the tube.
Yeah, but the ad said 160.
Take it or leave it, mate.
Look, I can stretch to 180 a week. I can't afford 200 plus all the bills.
Alright, mate, 180 a week. 1 month's rent in advance plus a month's deposit. That'll be 1,440 cash. You'll get the deposit back as long as everything's in good nick when you leave. The rent's due on the first of the month. Let's sit down and go through the form. Right, okay. This is the contract. Read through it, initial each page and then sign at the bottom. There are 2 copies, 1 for each of us. Then you need to sign these ones. These are to transfer the gas, electricity, water and council tax over to you.
Okay.
Right, Jack, here's the keys, front, downstairs doors and flat door. Hope you enjoy yourself here. Once you close that door behind you, you're in your own little palace. Don't make too much noise, eh?
Accommodation office.
Hello, what can I do for you?
I heard that you have some information on private accommodation, besides the university halls. I'm looking for a flat share, somewhere near the university.
Alright, how much are you looking to pay?
Well, about £100 a week maximum, really.
Okay, let's see what we've got. There's a shared 4-bedroom house in Selby Road, Chapelton. There's 3 other girls there already. 3 students. 1 English, 1 Turkish, and 1 Nigerian. So they need someone for the 4th bedroom. It's got a double bed, study table, chest of drawers, wardrobe, etc. There's a shared living room with TV and a shared fully fitted kitchen and bathroom, with a proper bath as well as a shower. It's just been renovated. The rent is £100 a week, plus bills. You split them with the other residents. So you'd be responsible for working that out with them. Do you want me to call the landlord?
All right.
Music